Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Zach Moss. Zach is currently the starting running back for the University of Utah and led the team with over 1,000 yards and 11 touchdowns last season. Zach, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys.
To start, Zach, I mean, you've had a really tremendous career at the collegiate level, but what have you done this offseason specifically to improve your game for your senior season?
I mean, I've tried to, just go back over my career and improve everything overall. I think it's some things that I do very well, and I think it's some things that I don't do very well, but just try and bring everything into one this year and just have everything shine bright this year.
Zach, coming into your last year, what are your goals for the upcoming season?
To win the Pac-12 championship, get to that Rose Bowl game and just have a fantastic year with these guys and do something that we can remember.
And Zach, what do you feel that the Utah football team has to do to make it to the Pac-12 championship game this year?
Just stay focused, I mean, we've seen the highs and the lows being in this conference. So I think that if we stay focused and we stay hungry and nothing changes on that in our mindset, I think we can get back there to that game and hopefully this time come out on top.
Last year, you missed out on the Pac-12 championship game. How difficult was that for you?
It definitely wasn't fun. I mean, you dream about getting to a game like that and having an injury take that away from you, seeing your team out there play. It's a little hard to know you can't help, but I got another shot this year at it, and we got a very, very good team, and I see no reason why we can't get back there, barring no injuries this year.
And talking about your recovery, how has it affected your training this offseason?
It just made me, more focused and more locked in. I think I haven't been able to do a lot of things early in the rehab, and it forced me to focus in on some other aspects of my body, and I think that was a good thing. So I've been able to enhance those things, and it's been just take the game a lot more seriously than I ever done before.
Zach, knowing that this is your last year, how have you approached it differently?
Just enjoying the moments each and every day, being out here in Salt Lake, just enjoying the city a lot more, just enjoying the people, the places, enjoying my teammates and my coaches, and from each and everything, because it's only a few more months here. To see it come to an end, it's a little bit crazy, but it's been a fun ride for sure.
And Zach, we know now you're in Salt Lake, but in high school, you lived in Florida. How did you end up at Utah?
Two of my other teammates were getting recruited from Utah, and they came up on their official visit, and the Utah coach was seeing my film through some highlights they were showing. Some of my friends were showing them. It kind of went from there. We built a relationship from there, and they stayed on me very hard. And they came in late in the recruiting process for me, but everything worked out the way it was supposed to.
What is it like playing under Coach Whittingham?
It's fun. It really is. The guy is great in helping you mature as a football player and off the field. He holds people to high standards on the team. And to play for a guy like that who's very legendary in the game is very fun, and it's something that a lot of people don't get a chance to have a coach who is very, very stable at their program. And I've been lucky to have that.
And Zach, we know you're one of the most talented running backs in the country. But in addition, what is it about the Utah offense and the system you guys have there that has helped you have so much success in your career?
Just, it really goes down to the players around me. We've had great OCs come through that's allowed us to do a lot of good things in our offense, but it comes down to the players. Definitely wouldn't be able to do anything without my O-line. I've had a tremendous offensive line each and every year. Those guys really, really take their craft seriously, and they really love the run block, and Same thing goes for our receivers. Our receivers done a great job, and our quarterback has done a great job. And it's very just starts in practice, and we kind of go from there.
Can you describe your relationship with Tyler Huntley?
Yeah, that's my guy. I mean, been playing with that guy for about 5 years now, straight through, pretty much. He's a great leader, great athlete, great player, you know, very great playmaker. And he's a hard worker. There's just some things I idolize from him, and he's a very good friend.
This is your senior season. So you've been at Utah for a while now. What has been your favorite memory from your collegiate career so far?
Probably my sophomore year, the game versus Colorado. That last game, it was a lot of emotions that game, a lot of significance that game. It was a game that got us a bowl game that year. But more specifically, it was a game that got our seniors to that bowl game, their last game in Rice-Eccles. The energy in that stadium was crazy, and it was just magnificent to go out there and have the performance that I was able to have to help prepare our team to a win.
Is there a game on your schedule this year that you're most looking forward to?
I mean, I'm looking forward to them all. Honestly, you know, the SC, the Washingtons, the Arizonas, UCLAs. I mean, each and every team I'm excited to play, no matter if they're in our conference or not. I'm definitely excited to play. I mean, just this season, I'm ready to get back out there and get this thing rolling again.
And Zach, we know playing in the Pac-12, you guys go up against some of the top teams in the country. What has been the best defense that you've had to face in your college career?
Washington. Washington has had very, very good defense in the last few years, dating back to my freshman year. It's always a fun matchup to go against those guys and a program like that. So I would have to say Washington.
Zach, with the NFL Insight, have you started meeting with agents, and is there anyone helping you?
No, I have not met with any agents or anything like that. I'm pretty much taking this whole thing very slowly and methodically, and I'm the only one really, mapping out things and things like that. But my focus is mostly just on this season. All the rest of the stuff that comes after that is definitely in the hindsight right now.
And Zach, being related to Santana Moss, being that he was a player in the NFL, has he been able to help you on your journey as a collegiate athlete and hopefully going on to the pros?
Not really. And that comes from me not really, you know, I haven't really reached out asking for help or anything like that. We talk partially here and there. He's a busy guy. And I'm also busy on my end. But, that's really about all.
Zach, do you have any career aspirations once your football career is over?
Yeah, hopefully to work on ESPN and be a TV broadcaster, sports broadcaster, and just do a lot of good things around the community I grew up in and go from there.
You mentioned ESPN. I know you major in communications. Is that something that you've always wanted to do since you were younger?
Yeah, I think once I kind of realized that I was going to be able to come to college and things like that, I kind of understood that I needed to find something that I wanted to do that would keep me around the sport. And sport broadcasting, I love talking and debating about sports. So it was definitely something that was I kind of just fell into my lap, honestly.
Zach, if you could be trained by one player in the NFL, retired or still playing, who would that be and why?
Probably Adrian Peterson. Mostly because of his work ethic and the way he plays the game. Definitely someone I idolized growing up, and it would just be wonderful just to learn and pick his brain.
And Zach, have you thought about signing an NFL contract and the first thing you do with a signing bonus?
No, I haven't thought about that. Not really. I haven't thought about that. The first thing that comes to my mind when that question is just, you know, take care of my parents, you know, buy my mom a house, get out of the neighborhood that I grew up in, try and invest and things like that. But, I mean, my mind really doesn't run on things like that, you know, just working every day to try and make those things a reality, because at the end of the day, none of that stuff is a reality right now.
Zach, last question. What is the best piece of advice that a coach has given you?
So you just understand that I got to outwork everyone. You know what I mean? Nothing's going to be given. Everything in life that we want, you got to go out there and work for. I mean, it starts early in the morning and at night. And as long as you work hard, you can get anything you want.
That was Zach Moss, the starting running back for Utah. We really appreciate you being on the podcast, and best of luck this season.
No problem. Thank you.